You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's Saturday and we're doing a podcast, not because my mom was too lazy yesterday and didn't even think about podcasting, mention it, say, when are we doing a podcast? Are we doing a podcast? Is the podcast still a thing? On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm Stolen Valor recipient Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
How are we doing?
We're doing good. USA just won a gold in basketball.
Hold on. We'll get to that in a bit.
Okay, sorry. In fact,
there's actually women's basketball still on.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's one thing to think of. How have you been?
Fair. How have you been?
Doing okay.
Good. He had a good, successful stand-up show this week.
A morning gig for teachers as they're eating bagels and yogurt, expecting to hear about their 401k and dental plans.
Back to school teachers meeting.
Surprise comedian at 8 a.m.
What a gig.
So, yeah, it went as good as that possibly could. It's not like anybody else would make much happen of it, but I think the thought was in the right place. Like the principal's like, why not have this start with a little bit more entertainment than one would hope, right?
Yeah, principal goes, I'm not feeling real funny. They're not going to think I'm funny. I just get this strange guy to come up there. Not strange guy, a stranger.
But
come up here.
There are other schools in the area looking at doing this. They want way more time. I don't think it's going to work. Like, you can't do a comedian for an hour when people are like, can we just go home already? Because I came here because we had to hear about the seminars. They want to get to the seminars quick.
I know.
So I think, more than 15 minutes is just going to upset people.
I think you need to tell people that, look, I think you should try for lunch. I mean, breakfast 8 o'clock in the morning is just not cutting it, but maybe lunchtime. They're loosened up a little bit and they're not so nervous, especially if it's their first year teaching and stuff. So maybe, I don't know, I think lunchtime, maybe 30 minutes. That's
You're
it.
Right about you not knowing. How about we get into the news?
News today.
City of Wichita, starting January 1st, all downtown parking will be paid. Downtown parking.
Oh,
no more free downtown parking. Thus, why would anyone go to downtown Wichita for $2 an hour parking?
Seriously.
In Wichita. What are you seeing there? We don't even have professional basketball to necessitate why one would pay an exuberant fee for parking. It makes no sense.
If you go to a concert, gosh.
We don't even get
like
that many concerts.
To go to a concert.
Well, it's going to be way more. Yeah, they're going to charge you a lot to park there because that's not one of the public parking spots, for one, right? The parking lot in front of Intrust Bank Arena. But also, it looks like they're going to get rid of all the parks and probably turn them into parking lots or buildings.
Oh, that's sad.
Because they can get away with it. And I think it was Wichita Eagle kind of mentioned how they do this. They like to have something come up, and then people kind of protest, then they don't talk about it for a bit, and then everybody assumes that, well, I guess they backed out of that. And then, surprise, no more parks. So that's the way things get ran around here. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's not too good news. Tell me some good news.
Well, the battle for popcorn bucket supremacy, it appears that Alien Romulus is not done yet. The upcoming Alien movie, are we going to go see that? It looks scary. Has three different popcorn buckets, novelty popcorn buckets.
Oh, seriously?
So here's AMC's bucket.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
It's a face hugger, but it looks like a metal bucket.
Yeah, it does. I'm sure it's just like textured kind of
stuff. It's got like a...
What is that, a tentacle or something?
Yeah. It's they call it the face hugger.
Okay.
It gets on your face and puts the thing in you, right?
Mm.
The chest, right? And then they've got the mouth one. You've seen that.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty cool looking.
And that's Cinemark's. And not to be totally outdone, Regal has one with the mouth open.
Yeah, we have Regal here, so maybe you'll get one of those.
We have AMC also.
Okay.
I kind of like the one with the face hugger in the bucket, because these other ones, I don't know if you can clean that out so well, and you can't get very much popcorn in there, surely, right?
That'd be good to use for Halloween candy. Stick it out there, let the kids get reach in and get their candy.
It could, potentially, yeah. So, I think that's not bad. What do you think?
I like it.
And also at Regal, you get a little collectible face hugger in a vial type thing that glows.
Wow.
They're pulling out all the stops. They got to get you to go to the movie theater.
They got to do something because nobody wants to go to the movies.
Unfortunately, the buckets probably set you back $40. People want $200 for them right now on the internet. But once they come to the public, it's probably not going to be a super successful movie. I wonder if the gross from the movie, if they're going to find a way to finagle the popcorn sales into the movie's gross. Because they'll say stuff like it made $100 million domestic or whatever, okay? It topped the weekend, whatever.
But box office.
What if they included the $40 bucket of popcorn in the sales?
You think that's going to cost $40?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
So they're going to include that and say, okay, each ticket, it's going to be like $60 instead of $10 for this movie.
That's true.
So are they going to include the popcorn bucket sales in the money the movie's making?
I don't know.
Generating in theaters.
There's a way to do it. They'll call it not box office, but maybe total revenue.
They like
revenue
to finagle these amount. Numbers to make things look like they're doing good.
Everybody finagles numbers.
They mess with the numbers when it comes to TV, mm-hmm. and they start including things that you're watching clips of on YouTube, and they say, well, it had 100 million viewers. Like, they'll say things like that, okay?
Yeah.
That sort of thing is a thing, for sure. I have a clip I want to show you. You wanted some kind of good news, okay? So I'm going to show you a clip, and you're going to tell me if you recognize this actor, okay? If you recognize any actors from this, this was a Canadian show that was on Nickelodeon. When I watched Nickelodeon, and I have no recollection of this whatsoever, but you're going to tell me if you recognize anybody here.
My dad bought it for me.
Not bad.
Hey, I've been practicing that new turn. The one you were telling me about on Thursday?
Yeah.
Early 90s.
Oh, not so bad. Actually, not so good. In fact, kind of lousy so far. You want to see my bruise?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I know. I recognize him.
Today it started to turn
yeah, I can't remember. He's married to Blake Lively.
No gain, right?
Mr. Blake Lively, Ryan yeah. Reynolds, right there on a Canadian show called 15.
Oh, really? He doesn't look like he's 15.
I watched a lot of Nickelodeon at this time, and I have no recollection of this show ever being on there. Mm. However, guess how much he was paid per episode for 15?
I don't know.
It was like a daytime soap sort of thing.
Oh.
$150 an episode.
Oh, that's not too much.
He might be making more lately.
I think just a bit.
You think so?
He's Deadpool, right?
I always think of him as from Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
And
remember
I think
that?
It was Blake Lively's husband.
That show, it also had Monk's assistant, Trailer Howard, the blonde girl. First he had a nurse, then he had an assistant.
Yeah, I forgot
right?
about her. Yep, she was on there.
So she was on there. And there was another guy who wasn't the pizza place, and I'm pretty sure he just straight disappeared.
How many seasons was that show on?
It was on a few, like 4 or 5, something like that. It had a decent run.
Yeah, he was good on it, too. That was pretty good.
But that's
good
what
show.
I think of him as being from.
Isn't that
if
funny?
If we're being totally honest about it, yeah. Other exciting news, Shark Attack!
I know, someplace we went recently.
Annabelle, a 15-year-old from Colorado.
That's sad.
Looks like she was on a ski team. We'll see if that remains the case. Lost a leg from a shark attack in Belize in recent days. In June, when you guys were gone on your trip, a girl who I think might be from Oklahoma lost a hand and a leg in a shark attack off the coast of Alabama.
Wow.
So I don't really like the way this gets reported. One, every time, look, marine biologists run interference for sharks.
Oh, I
That's
know.
What they do.
They have to interview the marine biologists.
Well, there's a case of mistaken identity. Like, what is this nonsense?
That's what they were saying.
That's,
I know.
What is this?
I know.
Why are they doing PR for sharks?
Somebody's got to.
This doesn't make a lick of sense. Are they worried that, well, they took her leg. Let's get. Are we going to get our torches together and go to Frankenstein's castle, but we're going to, like, swim off in the ocean with our spears and go after all the sharks? Is that what they think's going to happen? If they're not there
well,
to tell us it was
bear,
a big mistake?
If the bear attacks somebody, they kill it. Maybe they're afraid we're going to go kill all the
on
sharks.
On the GoFundMe for Annabelle, they're raising money for her situation here. It says, okay, this is what it says. Annabelle was able to fight off the attack as best as she could, but critically injured in the fight. Annabelle 1, Shark 0. How did this score come to be?
Because I think she's a lot less than one.
Did she take a fin off of the shark?
Yeah,
because it took her leg
still
off.
Out there swimming around with her leg in her belly.
The shark
in his belly
ate part of her and took off. Right?
Yeah.
Like, so I don't see how she won the fight.
Well, she's living. That's good.
Are we changing the rules on who wins a fight now, especially when it applies to the animal kingdom?
I don't know.
The humans, if the human gets to tell the tale and raise the money, they won.
There you go.
And then the sharks over here with their publicists going, well, it's just a case of mistaken identity is really what happened here.
Well, they're trying to be positive.
In the case of the girl who had the hand and the leg bitten, I think it was bitten off is the way they're saying for this one. They said she was extremely lucky. Now, I would think extremely lucky is kind of like when you win the lottery.
You jump in the ocean and you don't get bit by a
shark.
But
these marine biologists, she was extremely lucky.
Yeah, she was lucky she didn't get killed.
They put on a PR spin like they work for LeBron James. This is unbelievable. And there's no, how come there isn't like a sanctioning body going, hey, marine biologists, you got to reel it back and be realistic with this stuff. This is absurd. We don't have anything like that.
They were startled. They thought it was food.
Oh, yeah. They never go after people. That's just a freak accident. They're paid off by big travel.
Big travel.
The vacation destinations have to get you to believe that the sharks don't want to eat people.
Yeah.
Well, we have the Olympics going on still.
Yeah, right? I like Seth Curry out there skipping
around. There is a Seth Curry. He does not play for the Team USA. He's Steph Curry's younger brother.
Okay, Steph Curry. I liked him out there skipping around.
Steph Curry bailed out LeBron James yet again here. Just tore off from three-pointer. It was unbelievable. There was nothing that could be done about it.
It was a pretty cool way to end the Olympic Games for them.
France has, I think I was told, four NBA players versus NBA player.
Yeah.
They even had a guy from Cameroon, Joel Embiid, who has no business being on the team, but is because they needed a center. But they have the deck stacked against them. You can't possibly out 3-point Steph Curry and LeBron James. And Steph Curry just decided he was going to make some baskets today. So
he wanted a gold medal.
Yeah. Well, I think he's gotten one before, but
he won another one.
I mean, I feel like you kind of had to root for France in this case. I know I was. I didn't want
Shame
to.
Shame on you.
They have Dwayne Wade, one of LeBron's cronies over there, acting like LeBron was playing so amazing when he barely shuffling down the hardwood. Evidently, his beard dye got confiscated at customs because you could see all the gray over in LeBron's comedy beard looking like Abe Lincoln. We don't need him there, and I don't have any idea why he's in the starting lineup. He really doesn't contribute, but he has a way of making it look like he did something. One of the French guys dunked on him. I like that. The guy doesn't play in the NBA, so he doesn't have to respect LeBron James, and he dunked on him pretty hard. So
here's the award ceremony.
Yep, that's some good pod right there. We'll watch something that's on TV and mute right now. Everybody will totally understand what that is.
Sorry.
Is this guy hunched over handing this stuff
out?
Yeah,
I don't know who that guy is.
He doesn't look like he's from France so much, but whatever. They also have a new competition called breakdancing.
Oh, goodness.
There is a girl named Rachel Gunn. What do you think her breaking name is?
Guns or something?
Ray Gunn.
Oh, Ray Gunn, huh.
Which you kind of have to respect that part of it, I suppose.
Is she real good?
I don't know how far she made it, but she didn't win so much. But I'm going to show you a little bit of her moves, and you can kind of, you know, judge what you think of that so much.
I've been watching on Google. Have you seen the Google site today? It's breakdancing. This little bird's breakdancing. It's pretty cute.
Well, Ray Gunn has a PhD in essentially what is a category of breakdancing. It's like a convoluted way of describing breakdancing is what her PhD is in. She's 36 years old, competing against teenagers. And
she has a PhD in breakdancing.
She has a PhD in breakdancing. Beat 14 people in Australia to qualify for this. Now, I don't know if that's head-to-head 14 people exactly, but yeah. Here, I'll show you the clip. There she goes. I don't think that's the music they were playing during this so much, but you can kind of see some of her sweet moves here. I guess she's like a snake. She does a kangaroo hopping around thing. I don't know what the whirling is. People are saying, like, this move right here is what it looks like when their five-year-old is told it's bedtime and they start just, or, hey, look what I can do, right? So that's what a PhD in breakdancing does.
That looks like some me doing it, which is not a compliment. I'm sorry.
No, but I think you could have gone out there and given us something.
That,
right?
I could have given you that.
Look, you could have done the, it's going to take me a long time to get up.
Yeah.
Like, that's a killer move right there.
Yeah.
I want to play for you the gold medal winner of the Olympics in breakdancing.
Okay.
So the way that they're describing this is it's the first ever gold for breakdancing. But it's kind of a scheduling issue when you think about it because it's like, well, the girls went up first, so she's going to have the first gold medal versus if any of the men did it first. Because whoever had their gold opportunity, right? All right, here's the gold medal performance. Now, you tell me if this looks like a gold medal to you or wouldn't get a buzzer on America's Got Talent.
Well, this one's much better than
the
last one.
It's better, but is this gold medal worthy?
Well, I'm not a breakdancer. I don't know what's considered really good.
Suppose Simone Biles doesn't know how to breakdance. Could she make something up and dominate this?
Yeah. I mean, they need to spin on their head or something that's like, oh, I can't believe they can do it. Now, this is better.
There is a little bit of spinning on your head, a tiny bit of that.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. People have been doing better than this 40 years ago. I'm going to show you a clip of Beat Street. Probably the first movie to feature breakdancing. So here's a clip from Beat Street, 1984. Now, to their credit, they assembled like the best breakdancers there were at the time. So they actually, as far as pioneering moves, you're pretty much seeing all of it right here.
But this is what, when I think of breakdancing, good breakdancing, this is what I think
of. Look
how
fast these guys are
compared
to them.
Look at that.
And there's, I mean, and this is 40 years back, so the innovation is just now coming here. So we should have some pretty advanced moves for our gold medal breakdancing, right?
I would think.
Now, the thing about that is the floor moves are not actually called the breakdancing. The breakdancing is supposed to be this right here, the popping and the locking
part.
The,
man,
like,
he's good.
You're dancing like you got broken bones just about.
Look at that.
I didn't see any of that in the breakdancing competition. But the way this stuff works is it's not really judgeable. It's kind of like, okay, you've done your thing. Now I do mine. And the rules applied in a movie are just, okay, we went last and we're going to celebrate the most and everybody will act like we won.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I think they should have cheerleading in the Olympics.
Well, it's a competition they have collegiately. They have more expertise judging it, I think, than they do breakdancing.
Team cheerleading. I don't know why.
But do they have cheerleading in other countries, or is that a U.S. thing?
It's probably a U.S. thing, but hey, they didn't have breakdancing in other countries until the United States started here.
I think breakdancing's pretty big in France, so it was probably put in by France. I think the host country gets to put...
Now look at this man.
Right.
That's what I expected. I didn't
watch
any of
the
breakdancing.
I believe that the host country gets to decide, like, an event.
Okay. Well, maybe when it's the USA, go cheerleading, professional cheerleading.
So if you could... Okay, so you're saying if you were president of the IOC and the host city was Wichita, you would include the cheerleading?
I think it's important. I mean, there are so many, in the United States, so many kids, boys and girls, doing team cheerleading. I don't know. Why not?
All right. Well, I don't have a game for you. We saw enough games here with, you know, Steph Curry billing out LeBron James, unfortunately. I suppose you have some kind of quote you have to quiz me on.
I do. I have a good quote. Okay. So I was just scrolling through the internet and stuff, and I found this some things about grandparents. You had some good grandparents, and you still have one grandparent alive. But anyway, this is pretty fun when it goes, let's see, where's it at? It says, okay, my 13-year-old said, Grandma would be proud of me for anything. I could be trained to become a stripper. And she'd be like, can't wait to hear about your pole dancing lesson. And honestly, she's not wrong. Grandparents, like, they support you whatever, right?
So is this the quote I'm supposed
to
guess the person
from? No, I just thought
from?
That was cute. I just thought I'd tell you that.
And what is that, a comment you saw on Facebook? What are we looking at?
They're texts about grandparents.
Okay, great.
Anyway, I got a quote for you. Just a second. Oh, where is it? No, it's not it. You know, I got to be a mom, and I can't find stuff fast. Sorry. Okay. No man goes before his time unless his boss leaves early.
Not the worst quote, I suppose.
This guy's long passed away, long deceased.
Sounds a little bit like it's from somebody's act. Could this guy have made it to the age of 100?
I don't think he lived that long. It's a he. And I'll give you a hint.
George Burns?
No.
Groucho Marx?
Yeah, Groucho Marx.
Okay, that was not the worst hint. This was a visual hint, and you did a bit of a cigar twirling thing.
Like, or I don't know what he did. He kind of played with his mustache, didn't he, or something?
No, I think it's more of a cigar twirling sort of thing. Like, yeah, like I just told a joke, now I'm going to do it like this. And if the joke didn't work, then this is the signal to laugh to the audience.
Hey, that's what you need. You need a signal. Yeah, you guys are supposed to laugh.
I've seen, there is a guy who brings a beer up on stage locally, and he tells like a really dry joke. And then he takes a drink, and it's during the drink is when everybody laughs.
Oh.
It gets on my nerves because it's like the joke didn't really work, but I'm going to drink this.
I know. I have a problem with the people that drink during their act. I don't like that.
It slows things down. And it
also, it's a crutch.
He does it after every line, so you know it's coming. Set up, punchline, drink. During the drink, you're supposed to laugh, and it's... I get kind of annoyed by it, so that's how I feel about it. I don't know how you feel about it, though you just stated I wasn't listening to you.
I said I didn't like it. I think it's a crutch. Bye-bye now. Sounds like a submarine movie.
All right, let's time you getting up.
Ding.
You think you're getting faster?
I'm getting faster, but I'm not feeling really good.
All right, hold on. Go.
Okay.
5 seconds?
Pain level 10.
All right, so it was 9 seconds. You're down to 5.
Yeah, but the pain level was a 10.
I'm pretty sure you could get bronze in breakdancing.